Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King. This is my lovely co-host, Mike Sheffer. And today we are joined with Connor Wood, a.k.a. Fibula. You may know him from TikTok. He is a rising internet star and now actually becoming a pretty good friend. I hope so. I was pretty fired up that like we finally met.
Yeah,
I had like
too.
Seen you on TikTok a lot. You were really, really funny. And then Cody Co, to name drop, invited Patricia and I out for a brunch last Saturday. We don't know who's going to be there. I show up and you're there. And I'm like, it's about time.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Also, yeah, about time.
Yeah.
It's just so funny like seeing all of you guys in person because like you guys were like my boys. Like I say, growing up, freshman year of college before, you know.
Right. So we both went to the same college.
UT Austin?
Yes.
Oh, and wow.
I'm surprised I didn't even know this about you because I think, you know, like, Brittany Broski is from Texas. I knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was another UT person out there who was, like, killing it on the internet. And we couldn't believe how small of a world it was.
Weird. Yeah.
Even though we weren't at UT at the same time, right?
Barely.
Yes.
I graduated. I walked 18, graduated 19.
Okay. So, but I was there
a
20.
Super senior?
I mean,
you got your cape?
I was not present on campus anymore, but.
What was the go-to bar for you out there? Cause like
it changed like year by year, but we ended up like my good vibe. How many times am I going to say vibe today?
It's okay.
It's like my 2.5 beer.
I forgive
like,
you.
Word of
it's
the
okay.
Day.
There's never enough vibes.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The world is built on vibes. String theory. Vibrations.
100%. Like vibrations mm-hmm. equal vibes and energy, and energy equals m something. Anyways,
we're you're so close.
We're done
you're
with French.
So you're so close.
A metric system.
E equals mc squared.
Squared.
Who said that? John F. Kennedy,
Hitchcock.
Exactly. Okay.
Elijah Wood.
He's a big Texas guy.
Who?
Elijah Wood.
Remind
big
me
Big Austin
is.
Guy.
What?
Elijah Wood? The
Oh!
From
Gremlin. Goblet.
The Hobbit.
Goblet of Fire. What is
yeah.
it?
The Hobbit. Hold
sorry.
The Hobbit.
What is
the
it
Hobbit.
In this beer? Is there vodka in it?
Yeah, I met him at South By.
I met him at South By and went to his DJ set.
Why does everybody have an Elijah Wood story?
He put me on his Instagram story.
We used to wear headbands too at South By, and he asked for a headband to join like the headband squad.
Oh, you've told me
wow.
this.
Yeah, and so apparently the thing in Texas though is like his real friends call him Eli.
Yeah.
So if you call him Elijah, he knows you're like a fan. But if you're like, yo, Eli, he'll probably come over and talk to you
because
it's like
his neck to look at you. Yeah.
that's what I've heard at least. But yeah, oh, he's a cool dude.
He is a really
big, awesome
cool dude.
Guy.
I tell you what, he spins some serious tracks.
Oh, he does do that, right? He DJs like house parties and stuff.
Yeah. We were in like a warehouse, giving me very shooting vibe, like dangerous vibes. But it was Elijah, Eli. I'm sorry, and it was just like awesome.
He felt safe,
and he filmed me. I was doing the worm. I don't know why I've been doing this thing when I have like a certain amount of beers, and this was 2 years ago, so I guess it's been a 2 year phase where I just like break out into either one of two moves. One is the worm, and I don't get that one, but this one I get. Like, I find a song where I need to, and I'm laying
ooh,
on the ground,
pump.
And I find a stranger, and I'm like, resuscitate me. And it only works if the stranger knows that you don't have like epilepsy.
Oh, right.
And
I,
they don't,
I like that
obviously,
move.
They're
you're
stranger.
On the resuscitation.
Yeah.
They get the electric pads going and bump you up. You're a pretty limber fella.
Yeah.
Like I was watching a TikTok of yours the other day where you were like drinking and then you got your friend to, you guys did like the human cartwheel kind of together.
Yeah, that was hard, but I can't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
I'm out of shape.
That was like last year.
Yeah,
I've gotten, so you kind
I've
of let
really
go.
Did you get injured or just you're hitting your senior years? And
No, I like tried to run it back and do the 1 year anniversary of that video. It popped off. That was right when Watermelon Sugar High dropped. And so like I was like, we have to do a video to this. And I saw that on TikTok. And I was like, let's just try this. So like I was trying to do that. And I was like seeing stars. So we could only do it for the exact video. And then he dropped me. I tried to do it this year. I couldn't even bend back enough to like pick him up. Like full on face in his balls. Like, okay, let's just quit.
Right.
Like, we couldn't do it.
Did
it was
you post
a long
that?
Quarantine. No, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. It was like.
Oh, it didn't even make the cut.
No, it was like painful. It was
can
like
you do a backflip?
Yeah, actually.
Still?
I don't know.
When was the last time you did a backflip?
At a party about a month ago. And I was like, I can do a backflip. There were all these guys and like TikTok gymnasts.
Okay.
Which like, I was like, guys, like move. And I was like, I'm gonna do one, obviously. I did. So they were on a trampoline. I do it. I like don't even tuck my legs. It's just like my completely horizontal 2x4 body just like flipping. I smacked my face like into the springs.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I like misjudged the depth of the trampoline. I did it three more times where, and then finally someone was like, just tuck your legs.
Okay.
And then I tucked my legs and I was like, oh yeah, that's what I was. Yeah. It's just like different trampoline than I'm used to.
I'm always worried that I'll never be able to do a backflip. And it's one of the things that my childhood self really expected me to like be able to do.
Can't do it.
There's a height limit, I think.
There's a I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
That's a lot of body to flip over.
Right. Well, I'm 6'4", and I like figured it
that's
out.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I believe in you.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely need to do some lessons after
give
this.
It a shot,
yeah. I think I could do it on a trampoline, yeah. But the standing back tuck is quite a move.
I learned how to do it in sand first. You elevate, like stand on a cooler, do it. And then you do it like off a dock into water. Actually, probably water first, then sand. And then you get the leg. But you have to have like a pretty good core.
Can you imagine the first person who did a backflip? That shit had to have been insane. Like, hold the fuck up. Because then there have to have been so many broken necks after the first person to do a backflip. Because then everybody else thought they could do it.
Why?
Because they go,
why would an individual ever be like, I need to backflip, risk my life for this move?
I don't know.
First
it was date? Just the, they were risking their life every day.
Yeah.
You might as well die doing a
something
backflip.
Something you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is interesting to think about. I don't know. What was the question?
I don't know. We went from
you
the
guys
bar.
Are both giving
you're a pretty limber guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how
hold
we...
on. What are the vibes we're giving you?
I was talking about the vibe of the room, and it's giving me like big East Coast, like Ezra Koenig. I mean, you're obviously wearing rowing blazers. One of my favorite brands, plug.
You just said Ezra Koenig?
Koenig, sorry.
Oh, I used to say Koenig for the longest time. I'm pretty sure it's
I've
Koenig.
I've never heard it out
the
loud.
The lead singer of Vampire Weekend?
Yeah.
Are you a big Vampire Weekend fan?
Huge. Like one of my favorite. I know.
Yeah. I pointed out to him.
Through the fire, through the flames.
He sang it out loud when you were in the bathroom, yeah.
You're a big Vampire Weekend
fan. Huge, yeah.
That is my favorite band.
I know. It's giving me, I was saying, you guys are both giving me like big East Coast, like, and then this... Watercolor, like, what are you, a watercolor? Yeah, you're getting
oh, yeah,
me, like,
that was
huge,
my
like,
first one I
Martha's
ever did.
Vineyard,
yeah,
like East Coast vibe. You guys have like a really lovely liquor store right down the street, like walk, like 5 minute walk.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, the guys are so cool.
Like, you never know like, who you're gonna see in there too.
Really?
Yeah, the singer JoJo goes there a lot. Like, Bill Nye.
What?
Yeah.
Are you seen
JoJo
Bill Nye?
And Bill
I've
Nye
never seen him in
affair?
The liquor store, but I assume. But Bill Nye lives in this neighborhood, and if he ever went there. Go to that liquor store.
How old were you when you had your first drink, and can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, it's like not great to say.
If you don't, okay, if you don't want to, then
13.
13.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
It's like
13,
pretty young.
Yeah, that's like 12, 8th grade was, going on 9th grade or what?
I think it's actually younger. I think it's because that's not high school. That's like 6th grade.
That's like 8th grade. You have
but
your bar
my friends were
like
always like
grade.
The friends that I grew up with were always 2 and 3 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like ahead, and I was wearing it was Halloween. In our neighborhood, like, the parents would always have parties for, like, the parents. Kids usually went to someone else's house. And we weren't, like, it wasn't, like, a party or anything. But I was a bumblebee as, like, a funny joke. So I was, like, a sixth grader. Like, me and all my friends, like, we weren't really like, going out and trick-or-treating. We were just, like, going to our parents' party, whatever. And I had, like, a big fat suit on. And so my friends that were older were, like... We're going to go into the garage and we're going to take a bunch of beers out of the fridge.
and
they're going,
the...
they're going in your bumblebee suit. And I was, like... Guys, no, we cannot do this. And they were like, you're the only one that can hold it. You have to. And I was like, okay, let's go. And we went in and we opened the fridge and I think we took 9 beers and there was like 7 of us.
Cans, bottles?
Cans.
Oh,
I think it was Coors
Light. Okay.
And we go in there and they stuff my stupid butt bee suit. And I have these on. Like, the parents are all inside and I'm like, how did I end up being, you
the
know,
drug
we probably had church the next day too. Like, and we get on a golf cart. It was like a golf course neighborhood in Texas. And there's like 6 of us or something. And there's some people in the back and I'm sitting on the ground. And then there's like 4 people on the seat and we get like one of the beers out and I took like a swig and I was like, I'm wasted. And then I got freaked out and I was like, they're going to go and count the beers and like, we're going to get in trouble. And then I freaked everybody else out and we threw all the beers into the lake. Like, 8 of the unopened beers just
you
into
took
the lake.
One sip, yes. And just
and
abandoned
I was like,
the
I'm
ship.
Wasted. We have to get rid of these. Like paranoia 101, just
yes.
Like freaked out. And we threw all the beers into the lake. And then they all start bawling. And the parents' house was right there on the water. I was like, God, they're going to come out here. Like, none of our parents fished. They're going to go fishing tonight at 10 p.m. on Halloween evening with all their friends at a cocktail hour. And they're going to see all these coarse silver bullets bobbing up and down. And I was like, this is the end of the world. Nothing happened, obviously. And that was the beginning of the end. Because when nothing happened, I like got my sweet taste of the nectar. Yeah. And
that's such a truth, though, about like the first time you get your hands on alcohol, you get way too much. And then you realize we have to dispose of this some way or another. We had a guy that was like a beer guy. And I don't know who this man was. Never saw his face. But you called him. You told him what you wanted. And you had the cash.
And he
dropped it
delivered.
Off. We were like, we didn't even know what we wanted to order. Yeah. And we were like, a 30-pack of Keystone.
Yeah.
And it's five of us. Yeah. And we're 13 years old. And we couldn't even finish one.
Right.
I remember he dropped it off. We brought it up to his house and go to the game room. We had a sip. I couldn't even finish my first beer. And then
How old were you?
Eighth grade going into freshman year of high school. But we were in a safe environment. We're not going out driving or anything or getting involved in any other types of shenanigans. But we had this oh shit moment where we realized at the end of the night we had only drank 6.5 beers amongst us, and we had to dispose of it.
Yep.
So we went down to the end of a cul-de-sac and we would just throw them up in the air and let them like splatter.
Yep.
Yeah, just disposing, getting rid of the evidence.
The scariest thing in the world. Because it's like for some reason, your parents always did end up in that one place. You're like, they're never going to look here for whatever you were hiding. They always ended up finding it on the specific day. You know, they decided to clean your top shelf of your bookshelf. Or like, I feel like you're on the verge of saying something. I can see your
lips. I just have a lot of questions for you.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing your parents ever caught you doing? Or like the most trouble you ever got in with your parents? Were they ever like, Connor, it's the last goddamn straw.
No.
I don't know how Texas parents are.
You're pretty close.
I can't do the Texas. Matt can do the really good.
The Dallas accent is very locked.
Yeah, there is. And I only get it when I'm in Texas. I get the accent back.
Oh, you used to have one?
Yeah, probably. But like when I go and hang out with my friends at like and their parents and like we go to a ranch or something, I fully get it.
Yeah.
If I have a couple drinks, like it's like on accident, but like I grew up with it, so it's like super easy to just like. Especially after like five beers.
You sound very like Laguna Beach vibes, though.
Has Newport changed you?
Big time, yeah. I'm an asshole now.
So you're saying you split time between Texas and Newport?
Yeah, a little bit. And then came out here for Bird post-grad. Well, actually post-first Lyco from Bumble. and then moved out to Santa Monica off of like Wilshire and Bundy. So like proper Santa Monica. And then now I guess it's like Brentwood adjacent.
Okay.
Which means nothing. Santa Monica.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. It's going to be really good. I'll be living alone. So I don't know if that's.
Oh, what'd you get? Apartment? Studio?
Yeah. No, it's a one bedroom, but it's good. And there's like studio space underneath it, which I might get as well just to have.
Studio space?
Yeah.
Like.
It's like this size.
Film studio or?
Like podcasts. And then I paint. And
you're
I
a painter?
I do. Yeah, I paint.
Oh.
I used to paint. That was my like income in college was I would paint.
Elaborate.
It's random. Yeah, so this woman came like into our house like at my parents' house and my mom used to like need things for the house and I'm like I'll just paint that. I'll do that. And I didn't think anything of it and then this woman came in my parents are friends with and she's a real estate like she like sets houses at what's it called like stages
them.
And she's like I need like a bunch of paintings just like that and so I did it and she paid me and then I was like oh sick and then she like referred me when I went to school referred me all these people in Austin that do the same thing and so I was like selling like one or two paintings big paintings like 6 foot by 5 foot paintings for mantles and stuff like once or twice a month and that would pay like spending money and then rent.
What kind of style are we talking about?
You name it. I would copy shit.
Okay.
I was born a scammer.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
Still like an artist.
Yeah. Cheating in high school led to like I'd literally be like, what vibe you want to go for? Like send me some artists that you like and then send me your favorite like whatever painting you would put here. I'll do it for one 20th of the price.
And you can hand paint. Like, you'd go and buy, you know, what the kind canvas, of paint to buy.
Yeah, the paint, it was always acrylic because it's so cheap and it dries so fast. And then...
Did you ever take lessons or this was all self-taught?
Self-taught. I was like, if you don't like it, no big deal. Like, it's, you just pay for the stuff and then I don't care. I
have you time. Shared this with your audience? Do they know that you're a painter?
No.
Oh, man. Man of mystery.
Actually, I posted one photo, but it was just like a joke and it was like a thirst trap. Like, right when I started on TikTok. And it was just like a painting from my mom's house. But I haven't been able to paint because I haven't had the space. So, and I didn't get my security deposit back from my last place because I had painted all over the floor.
The floor?
Well, it's like you lay these huge canvases. I didn't have the space. Oh, so it's like
splatter on the floor.
I would paint a lot of it would be on the floor. Yeah. You're a painter?
I am. I dabble in watercolor. Yeah. That's like been one of my new hobbies. Yeah. Knitting. That I picked up. Knitting as well. Knitting I haven't gotten back into because knitting... It's like you can start and then you mess up and then you have to restart and then you hate it. Oh, anyway? I'm good. I'm good right now.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, just take it. That'd be really embarrassing for me because it's on camera.
And then, got into watercolors. I really like making like mini watercolors of people's houses. I made one of
so good.
Oh, thank you. I mean, that was one I just found a picture of a house on the internet just to test the colors. And then I made one of my girlfriend's grandparents' house.
Yeah.
And then I made one of... Oh, there's another one. I can't even remember what I painted it of. But I need to work on another one. But now I'm getting into spooky villages.
Right. And I am just so intrigued.
Okay. So last year I got into tiny Christmas villages. I saw our empty credenza sitting underneath
the TV.
Wait,
can you really quickly, because I think it would help a lot of people, present company included. Now, what is a credenza?
A credenza?
Is that a type of pretzel?
It's like a TV stand.
Oh, okay.
Like a really nice glorified TV stand.
So just like call it what it
sounds,
is.
It sounds like it would be a pretzel. Did you say a pretzel?
Yeah.
These are the types of things that take you from like a college kid to an adult man is going...
My credenza in the foyer needs a spooky village.
Calling it a TV stand is very... fratty in college, calling it credenza is I'm an adult and I have my own space.
But if it's made out of like glass and metal, that's a
TV stand.
But like, yeah, credenza is like made out of wood. It's got like drawers or like places to put stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's
a dresser that you put a TV.
It's like a living room dresser.
It's not a dresser. It's only usually it's like pretty low to the ground.
What's in the drawers?
Books, DVDs, video game consoles,
stuff like that. Cool. Yeah, a credenza.
You should get one for your new place.
Can you spell credenza?
C-R-E-D-E-N-Z-A. Credenza.
It's just exactly how it sounds.
Yeah. Credenza.
Credenza.
It is a weird word, though. Like, I heard someone say it for the first time, and I was like, oh, it's a TV stand. But when you're an adult, I've learned that you have to say things the right way.
Yeah, you do.
You're
you
in the market for a credenza, not a TV stand. Will call you so... The credenza, I saw it was an opportune place to put a tiny Christmas village. Yeah. It was something that I've always been interested in and loved, but have never gotten into until I did it. And then I realized Halloween villages were a whole new thing. And what I'm also realizing is how freaking expensive it is, dude.
Yeah, he just bid on... What was that?
I just bid on it's the Trick or Treaters Haven on eBay.
By Lemax. The brand for any type of
There's Lemax and Department 56. They're like the creme de la creme of tiny Christmas and Halloween village stuff. It's like the BMW and the Mercedes.
Here, we'll give a little teaser right now.
Oh, yeah. Give a little teaser. I drove down to San Diego yesterday. I drove all the way down to San Diego yesterday, and I spent over $1,000, a little bit more, on over like 16 pieces.
Matt!
What?
What? This is what I'm into. This is like a big commitment. I didn't realize the amount of money that you're spending and the amount of commute involved.
Look at this one. This one's $35. That one is how much?
I don't know. This is $75.
I just got a hot flash.
Yeah, Matt really doesn't spend money at all on anything, and this is like his one place where he's like, Mike, do you think it's okay if I get this for like $50? And I'm like, yes, but it's okay to do it. It makes you happy. You can do it.
And not only does it spark me joy, but it also sparks a lot of people's joy when they come in and they see it, and that makes my day.
I'll say I do enjoy a tiny village, be it whatever season. I do want to ask a specific question to you. Did you see Spy Kids, the one where they're stuck on the island with
Bill Island Nye. Of Lost Dreams with Steve Buscemi, of course.
Do you
know
what I'm thinking about right now?
What are you thinking of? Does he look at the island from his? I know Spy Kids one really well.
I know, but you have to know based on the conversation that we were having what I'm thinking about.
Who, what, when, where, and why?
The thumb men?
Yeah.
No.
See, little day.
Based on the tiny village, like, do you remember when he had the like mountain and he would move the little animals around?
Yes.
And he had the tiny little shark that like did something inside my body where like. I can't explain it. Like the feeling that I was so just like, I need these tiny real animals.
Tiny things are nice. You get to play God, you know?
I think maybe that's what it is.
And they have that profound line in Spy Kids 2 where he goes, do you ever think God looks down and sees what he's created and is too scared to like come back or interact with it or something like that? And that's why he's too scared to interact with the dinosaurs he's made.
Was that Steve Buscemi that was that scientist?
Steve Buscemi. Credenza, fuck. Buscemi.
Listen, hold on. I'm going to say something. People who pronounce things wrong, a lot of people will make fun of them because it's like, oh, how do you know how to say that? But what I've learned is that if someone pronounces a word wrong, it means that they learned that word from reading it. And that's something to be applauded.
I don't feel bad about pronouncing words wrong. And I'm sorry if I came off like
that. No, you did. You did.
I don't care. But I'll also no shame say whatever I – like, correct me. I don't care. I'm not going to get my feelings hurt. Oh, same thing with names. I'm like, people that have confusing last names or confusing first names know that they're confusing.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm willing to learn it, and I'll do my best. Like, I'm Buscemi. Cool. Buscemi?
Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Yeah.
Cool. Now I know. Like, cool. Normalize changing something after you learn more about
it. Yes. Yes. And I'm open with sharing it with you.
Do you think that maybe you like tiny seasonal villages because you have a God complex?
Oh, no. I don't. Think so.
I
love the joy of it, and I think, you know, time's always passing. Time is fleeting, and I think it sucks when like a holiday comes around and you really haven't felt the Christmas spirit hit you, or you haven't really felt like the Halloween was in the air.
Like the reason why people are festive is because it feels good to like really embrace the moment that you're in.
And when you're doing the villages, you're there. You're looking at it.
You're present.
You get to pop on the playlist, listen to the music. You get in the mood.
Yeah.
And you know that you're here. You're experiencing the season, and that's the beauty of it.
Because when you're a kid, your whole filter system is like, okay, it's holiday season. Right. Like, that's where your brain is. You hear it on the radio. Right. You see it in the stores. When you're an adult, you're doing all these other things. And, like, you can't really live in the moment. But you do a tiny Christmas village. Even if you spend 3 hours on it and you do a couple of hunts on eBay, you put it out there.
Right.
For that month, anytime someone comes into the house, anytime you walk past it, you're really living
in
the moment.
You're really living in the tiny Christmas village.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's very festive. It's,
yeah, no, that's awesome.
But now I'm worried if I'm giving you the bug right now, because now you're going to be a potential buyer in our market in the LA
increasing
area.
The prices of the spooky village.
I wouldn't spend too much time worrying about that. I think that it's awesome. I'm curious, like, how quickly between Halloween and Christmas are you going to be switching those out?
It's going to be a quick change for sure.
So, like, yeah, the Christmas village up for a while.
November 1st, you're done with Halloween?
Well, I kept the Christmas village up until probably May.
Do they make... Oh, we talked about this, but they don't have, like, Thanksgiving villages, because that would be...
You can't... There are some. There are some, but it's not... It's pretty short-lived.
It'd be pretty violent, too, probably.
It would be violent and...
Not the
vibe that you want to be present for.
Right. You'll have to come see it.
I would love to.
I'd love for you to visit.
I would love to help set her up too if you need an extra
hand. And that's the
thing.
You can be included in it if you want to buy, you know, I need some accessories.
I need some characters.
I would love to grab a piece of the village, like a piece of real estate in the village.
Yes. If you right now, I'm really in the market for like a little character.
What, like a pumpkin?
No, I kind of like the trick or treat characters,
like
people
Slenderman?
Who look like they live there. Like I need like kids like in costumes with trick or treat bags, or like if you just look up trick or treat figurines, you could probably find something.
If you want to contribute,
if I would
you
love do, to.
I'm gonna start a registry. Really. For just the people in my life to pay for
additions
to the village.
That sounds awesome. It's fun to contribute to that.
But hopefully I'll give you the it's too late right now, I feel like, to get in right now. I mean, this is like Bitcoin, like, peaking.
Yeah, this is,
right
this
now
is
with,
a very
with
niche community.
Peak spooky season.
I wouldn't
buying.
Have, like, pegged you for this individual. I've only known a couple people in my life, and they're all like
75-year-old
about
women
to croak. Yeah. Yeah. But, and that's okay. Like, I have so much respect for you. You know what? Maybe I know where my interest is coming from. Every year, my dad and I set up a train around the Christmas tree, and it's on a track.
Yeah.
And there are little tiny people and logs that they transport, and the conductor and the whole spiel. And I love that.
That's your community. Starter Christmas yeah. village.
And it is such a bitch to set up.
But then when it's up, it's like, this is vibes.
Oh, it's the coolest thing ever because it's like an electric thing and like it's removable from the track. But once it touches the track, it's a big thing too. It's like they're heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's substantial. You need a credenza for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you do. Like, if I'm going to store that thing, I better have some credenza space.
Credenza.
I'm sorry.
Are you a big wedding guy? Like, have you been to a lot of weddings? Are you
a hit at weddings? A lot of weddings.
You seem like you'd be a hit at a wedding.
I love weddings. I love the idea of weddings. I don't think I'm like approaching the age where like a lot of my friends are getting engaged and getting married. So I think like in the next year and a half, like there will be like a lot of wedding attendance.
But you haven't had that life experience.
There's a little break from, and it's weird in Texas because like your friends like ring by spring, senior year.
The MRS degree.
Yeah. But I had like a little like break in between like when you go as like a teenager and your cousins are there to like now you're like an individual going to see your friend get married, which is like a weird vibe.
Have you been a groomsman before?
No. Yes. Once. I was a child. But like,
You were a groomsman as a child? Maybe yeah, a ring.
How was the bachelor party?
It was like a second marriage, and it was like all of the cousins. It was like my uncle.
Oh, okay.
And like his kids were there. And so like, I think that it wasn't like a friend's.
You guys went to Tijuana for the bachelor party?
Cabo.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
You got to go as a child to Cabo for a bachelor party.
It was like a bachelor party. Like, we just were in Cabo. Yeah, and, like, okay. The family.
A guy's trip.
Yeah. So I shouldn't have said yes to being a groomsman because that's just not correct. The wedding coming up, I think I would be a groomsman. I haven't been invited yet, but we'll see.
Did you get a wedding invite?
you hopefully you're
they just
be
got
a
engaged
groomsman.
Over the weekend.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You'll definitely be. Yeah.
I was gonna say if you got a wedding invite before a groomsman invite, you're probably not.
Yeah.
My friend got engaged, and I was really expecting that I was gonna be a groomsman, and then I didn't get asked. And then do you ever have like an imaginary list of like who your groomsman would be?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. It's like your MySpace top eight. You like to move it around. And then when I thought he was going to ask me, I was like, well, I'm taking him off mine. And then I get a call like right after I deleted him.
Oh, no.
So asking me, do you want to be a groomsman? I was like, of course I do. So
wow.
Added him back onto the list.
How many groomsmen can you have? What's the limit?
There's no limit, right?
You can't have like 24
a big
groomsmen.
Wedding, 12.
12 is the max, right?
I was going to say 8.
8 is
like a lot.
Standard.
I mean, that's like a lot of people. 12
is big.
I have 3 brothers. They have to. Is that like they're already automatically, right?
Yes.
Groomsmen.
Yes.
Is your best man one of your 3 brothers?
I don't know.
I'm so glad I don't have any brothers.
You don't have any brothers?
No. I don't know how I would react.
Yeah, I feel
position.
Like if you have to pick one of your brothers, then the other ones are like, what
yeah.
the, what that? What
would
the hell?
They get offended? Or
yeah.
Do you have like a favorite brother?
My brother would be my best man.
Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying this episode. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor.
You know, Mike, I really enjoy a nice glass of wine.
You're a man who enjoys the finer things in life.
Especially after I've had a long, hard day working on my spooky village. I like to pour just a nice red wine and look over my fortress and village and just marvel at what I've created.
And you've become quite a connoisseur of wine thanks to today's sponsor. Vivino.
Today's episode is sponsored by Vivino. I'm no wine expert, but I like what I like. But I also love trying new varieties, you know, wines that my local store normally wouldn't carry. And that's the main reason why I like to use Vivino. Now, Vivino, if you don't already know, is the world's biggest online wine marketplace. And they're also the largest online wine community with over 50 million users who have rated and reviewed just about every wine there is.
Vivino carries all of our favorite wines like Silver Oak, Prisoner, you name it. Plus, they offer exciting personalized suggestions based on your taste. Some wines I didn't even know existed, but now I know more about what kind of wines I like thanks to Vivino.
For example, I was on Vivino and I was looking for a good, affordable red wine, like a Cab Sauv that was really high in tannins, and I came across Donati and it became my new favorite wine, and I didn't even know it existed before.
The wine world can be pretty intimidating, but
with Vivino, you can actually learn a lot about what you like and what you want to try. And their recommendation platform really helps you discover new wines that you may not even know exist.
And their app is everything you need to know about wine and so much more right in your hand. You can see all the ratings and reviews, and you can even leave your own review. And of course, you can buy wine. And Patricia and I, our favorite thing to do when we're walking around the stores is we like to scan the bottle and see what all the other people on Vivino have to say about a wine. And not even at the store, but whenever we're like at a party hanging out with friends and they're trying to impress you with that bottle of wine and you want to see what it's really about, we just take it to the side and scan it on Vivino.
And then you can read reviews, you can learn all about it. It's like having your own personal wine guide in your pocket at all times.
And you can see which of your friends have really expensive or cheap taste. Without a doubt, I've really stepped up my wine game, all thanks to Vivino.
So give Vivino a try. We know you're going to love it.
So go to vivino.com/hoot and use our code HOOT, H-O-O-T, for 20% off your first order up to $200.
That's Vivino, VIVINO.com/hoot, H-O-O-T, and use the promo code HOOT at checkout to save 20% off on your first order up to $200.
Vivino.com/hoot, code HOOT, save 20% off up to $200. That's Vivino.com/hoot and use code HOOT.
See site for details and terms apply. And now, back to the episode.
Have you ever have you ever seen a ghost, alien, almost died?
Just cover all the bases.
I mean, is that on the list of things that you're going to ask me?
I have ghost, alien, almost died.
No, but I believe in all of the above. Oh, okay. Almost dying. I've probably almost died.
You never seen a ghost? You never seen a UFO? Never had a supernatural experience?
No, but I'm like the biggest, like, okay, someone tells me, like, I tell ghosts, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, you did. I believe you 100%.
Right.
What's the best day of your life? What was the best day of your life?
To date?
Besides today, obviously. What?
Oh, crap. Okay, I have one, but it's like, it's not like, because it comes to mind as like one of the best days of my life.
Sure.
But it's not like.
You wouldn't want to do it on repeat?
Oh, I would. But okay. Like, it's not like a cool, insane thing. It's just
what's
like
just a good day.
One of the best days, not okay. The best day.
I'll go really quick.
We got time.
A lot of my friends went to University of Hawaii on Oahu. And we went and visited them, like me and my college friends went and visited all of like my friends that go to school out there. And it's a small island, so like everybody knows each other. So we went out, and the fraternities there are like, you don't really need to join a frat. Like everyone goes to all the parties anyway, because there's not that many people who go to school there, and there's not that many parties. And all the parties get busted right away. So basically we go to this amazing party. Like I'm merging two of my friend groups in Hawaii.
And it was
like, the coolest thing ever. We were like 19, and like all of us were 19. And they pick us up from the airport. We go drop our stuff off and immediately go to this like frat party. And it's like a pool and we're all on board shorts, no shirt. Like it was amazing. And then we go, like we go to this party. They have a live band there. And that was our big thing in college. It was like some like school students wouldn't have a band,
right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And like it was always so fun to go like a house show.
Yeah.
Like, so they were band on the roof and I'm jumping into a pool and I'm in Hawaii with like my friends from Texas and my friends from Hawaii. And I'm like, what the hell? And then one of them there was like, oh, this party's getting busted. You guys like, let's go to this beach called Sex on the Beach. And the whole party, and it was probably like 50 people, was like, okay, we like load up in cars, like DDs, whatever, and go to this beach. It's Yokohama Beach called Sex on the Beach. And all get out there and it's like sun is going down. And bonfires, whatever. And we drink and we pass out. And I like wake up in the sand at like 6:30 in the morning. I'm just laying like in the sand.
Slept on the beach.
Yeah, we all slept on the beach.
Do you have sex on the beach though?
Probably. I was blacked out. We had a big blanket over like five of us. And then like I woke up and like everyone starts waking up. And we all go jump in the ocean. It's like warm in the ocean. I was like, am I like tripping balls? Like this is the best day of my life. It's sun is rising now. Huge mountains all around this beach, and the dolphins come in, and we're like, it's like 20 feet deep.
Get out.
There's a pod of dolphins, and like I didn't realize at this point, like that's where the dolphins swim around at 6:45 in this harbor or whatever. And it's not, there's no buildings or anything, so it's just mountains, and the sky was pink. There's not, the waves aren't really crashing, they're just like kind of coming in. And we went down and we would swim down and had our eyes open in the salt water, and it was just dolphins everywhere. We go in and it was just like, I was like, boom, this is like the best day of my life. So that would be the best day of my life.
That's a good question, Mike. That was a great answer.
That was such a good question. I mean, you got something from 2019. Wait, I'm so sorry.
You were 19. In 2019, because you were born in
1996.
I think you're born in 95.
Did you not say how old you are?
You don't know what year you're born in?
Well, I always say I'm 24, but I'm 25.
I think you're born 95. What do you want for your birthday?
I never celebrate my birthday.
What's the best birthday gift you've ever gotten, or one that you remember?
Well, I'm coming.
Yeah, come.
Are you gonna have a birthday party this
week? I want to have a birthday party.
I'm pulling a Connor on his own birthday.
Yeah, like, you're welcome. I'm coming. Anyone that wants to come, I'm like, please come. That'd be fun. I haven't planned it out yet, but I want to do. One of my friends is a DJ, Nico Sway, and I want to like go to Joshua Tree and do the DJ set, disco nights, and have the sun be setting in the desert. And just like dance my ass off.
Yes.
With like all my friends.
Yes.
But there has to be like a pool or some body of water. So I'm going to jump in afterwards.
They have Airbnbs and stuff.
They do. Yeah. Pools. But like, yeah. I'm like, the more I tell people, they're like, we're coming. I'm like, oh, I'm not.
I've
like
never been to Joshua Tree. People.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's so fun.
Dude, I know. And I've been out here now for like 6-7 years.
It's,
and like,
it's a blast. I've never it's super been. Close.
I know.
It's so easy to get to.
My friend has a tiny house there.
Ooh. How tiny are we talking? Like, tiny. Halloween village.
No, it's like it's a tiny house. Like I could only stay there with like me and my girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you single?
I am.
What do you look for in a girl?
Pulse.
The good first eyes.
Yeah.
Teeth.
Hello.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Like I haven't dated since college, really. Because
not
I've been,
a big
like,
relationship
moving.
Guy.
Not yet. Like, I could see myself. Like, I have nothing against it. I just, like, haven't crossed the bridge yet. Of, like,
and you're settling into your own groove of, yeah, like, also I mean, moving to a new place. And then now with everything kind of opening up, like, you really need to right. find your own place and your own pace.
Right. I've never had the moment where I'm like, I really am trying to date right now. It's weird. So,
what's your type? Or you don't have, like, a type? Do they need to be as funny as you? Do they need to be, like, as well like, known as you?
I just like no absolutely. I think like just independence. Like I don't like when someone likes me back. Like I don't like when a girl is like, oh, like I like the chase and being like, oh, this girl's so far out of my league, and then she likes me back. I'm like, I'm over it. Which is like a disease that I have to cross. Like I'm like gonna have to deal with that.
Yeah,
it's like but I'm not super affectionate, and I don't like express emotions the same way other people do. So like my close friends, I'm meaner to than, like, my kind of friends.
Yeah.
And, like, my, like, if I'm, yeah, I don't know, like, if I was in a relationship, like, I don't know how that would come across.
like ripping on people is a love language for you.
Yeah, like, I don't feel the need to check in with, like, my close friends every day and be like, hey, like, blow, like, if I'm in a group text with you or, like, a Snapchat group or whatever, I don't feel the need to, like, text you individually, you know?
Right.
Does that make sense? But like a yes, lot of my friends will call me and I'm like, what do you want? And they're like, I was just saying hi. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing shit. Like group text me. But I don't know how that translates. This is like therapy right now. Because
do you have a therapist?
I need one.
Have you ever been to therapy?
Nope.
You should get one.
I want one.
I used to go to one and I really enjoyed it.
Why don't you anymore?
Because I feel like I really got over what I needed to talk about and figure out. And also my health insurance changed.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the insurance is one thing, but also you just bought $1,000 worth of Halloween villages. So I think maybe call them back.
That's my therapy. The joy. The joy that it provides me, though, I feel great. Oh, my therapist would be like, treat yourself. Buy it. If it makes you happy and you're not digging yourself into a financial hole,
right.
That's all that matters.
No, I'm happy that you're happy and making good investments.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to Michigan tomorrow morning at
what part?
6 a.m. The UP.
The Upper Peninsula.
The Upper Peninsula. Nice.
What did you also call Studio City?
Stu?
We're going to the
hell?
Stew?
That is some Newport shit if I've ever heard
I'm
it.
I'm going to the Stew.
I've lived out here now for 2 or 3 years.
I think he
once.
Makes stuff up, though. That's why he's so cool, because he makes up his own lingo.
But a lot of my friends, sorry, I keep like playing with this.
It's okay. No, it's okay. I just like looked over.
I have severe ADHD, so that's why I'm like always touching shit. Yeah. That's why I think I get so drunk, is like I'm always grabbing a drink and cracking it and drinking it.
But
like,
then you get a Topo Chico and you get that same satisfaction.
But I'll down that. I'll down like a sparkling water
in
like
5 minutes.
I vibe
to ADHD. Like if it's a party, yeah. I'm always like keeping myself busy. Yeah.
So you're going to Michigan?
Going to Michigan. My family's up there. My grandma just turned 90 something.
Your Mimi?
No, Petit. Mimi, bless her heart. She's in Idaho. But both my grandmas live like in this bizarre area of the country that no one goes to. So it's fun to go up with the family. And then, like, I'm going to be off. They don't have Wi-Fi. Like, when I was working my jobs previously, we have to go for like 6 or 7 days because it's so hard to get to. Because the UP, you take 3 flights to get there. And then you have to drive because you can't, like, fly in.
Oh, it's middle of nowhere.
It's middle of nowhere. They, when I was working previously, and, like, I'll have to do this in the next like 7 days, I have to go to a McDonald's that's, like, 5 miles from her house to get Wi-Fi.
Oh.
And there's no service on your phone?
I bring my laptop, and I edit, and I do my calls, and I do my emails, and then there's no service.
It's a McFi.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so, it's, but it's nice.
It's probably pretty healthy, though, to just be, like, forcefully off the grid.
It's so nice. Yeah, just, like, do yard work with my dad. And
what then, are you doing the weekend after? Pool party at Mike's house?
Yeah.
Come okay. on over.
Oh, my God. Fun.
You'd be a great vibe at
Oh, I would love, pool parties. I love pool parties.
Okay.
Well, we're going to make it happen.
Should be pool parties. Yeah, let's do it.
This was really great.
Are we wrapping up right now?
I think so.
You don't think we should go for, like, another hour and a half?
Do you
if you want to?
You said you want to go see Lady Efron after this.
Yeah,
so,
Lady Efron. It's our 1 year anniversary of meeting each other
today. Whoa, yeah. Wow!
So we're gonna go get drinks, Barney's Beanery. Do you guys go in WeHo?
Yes, you guys made a little TikTok there one time, and I was in every time I was driving by it, I was like, Fibula and Lady Efron were
so
there.
Like, I'm so drawn to that disgusting sticky dive bar.
You're going here. You're going there
yeah,
right after this.
Yeah, you guys want to come?
Oh,
come.
Because I'm already going to go down there and Patricia could come and meet us.
Yeah, perfect. I love it. Let's all go.
I really want to meet her.
Oh, cool. So excited.
I'm so excited. This is happening.
We do have to wrap up.
Okay, let the people know where they can find you.
Yeah, just Fibula, 2 A's on TikTok, Fibula, 1 A on Instagram, Fibula, 2 A's on YouTube. We got Talk Show Pod with Remy Bader on anywhere you can get podcasts.
We never even asked about Fibula. Where did you get that name?
Have you said that before? Why you have that name?
Well, you know ACL, Austin City Limits.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Have we talked about this? Did we talk about it?
I think we did, but we had way too many drinks.
Yeah. There's no story, but I've been trying to make up a lie. Right now, I'll just tell the truth. My friends always used to come up to me at this festival, and they'd be like, because I used to have the flippy hair, and they'd run up, and they'd be like, oh, like, Connor, like, can we get a picture? Which, like, now it happens, which is really funny.
Yeah.
And
or your friends, like, pretended you were famous.
They used to come up and do that in crowds, and I would be like, oh, guys, like, stop. And then we'd take pictures, and then everyone in the crowd would be like, who is that? So that we could get through the crowd to get to the front of the thing.
Yeah.
And they would tell everybody I was on the show Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh,
like, as a kid.
I used to say I was in the movie Big Fish. And I would go, you know, the town scene? I'm like the third person to the right. And people always go, oh my gosh.
No way.
Yes,
love that
that's
movie.
So cool. No one's ever going to go
back
and
check. No one's going to go resurface Wizards of Waverly Place to find out who I was. So basically, I was like, I should start getting some followers out of this. So, like, started drinking at ACL. And, like, you know what we're drinking at ACL when we're 19 and 20 is hot water bottles shoved in our ass cheeks full of vodka. So that's what I was drinking. And then woke up the next day, God knows where, and my username on Instagram was Fibula. Which is funny because
you don't remember making this username.
I don't remember making it, but, like, it's so funny because me and my roommate changed our names at the same time. And my roommate Gabe changed his name to Park Bench. So, like, we have Park Bench. That's, like, one word.
He has his Instagram handle Park Bench.
Park Bench.
It's a great handle. Good handle.
It was so funny. I think I was trying to get the name Balboa. Because I remember, like, being like, I love that, it just rolls off the tongue. And then I ended up with Fibula, which, like,
it's close.
It's like a bone.
You
and
probably thought
an
it
island.
Rhymed at the time.
And
yeah. Fibula, Balboa
Island.
Anyways,
yeah,
that's it.
That's the origin story.
The origin story is just, like, I needed an easier name to yell out. Because my past username was my first and last name. And it was hard to, like, spell and yell out and, like, type out. And, like, you want to just be like, Fibula, like the leg bone. And then you'd walk into the crowd. And you pass
Did it
everybody.
Work? Did you
yeah.
get?
Oh, yeah. It started. I mean, like, I say it worked. I was like.
Like, you got access to special sections at ACL?
No, I would just walk through. We would just push through the crowd
and get
further
to the front.
Up for, like,
okay.
Eminem or something.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but.
Wow.
That's the origin story.
And then he made it all the way to Hoot and a Half.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? I need to pinch myself.
Anyway, I think I may have interrupted you while you were signing off all your stuff. I feel like, did you cover all of it?
TikTok, YouTube, podcast.
Fibula, podcast is...
All right.
All right.
All right.
Well, it was a great time. Connor Wood.
That's
a pretty good name, though. Like, oh my God, that's Connor Wood. Like, that sounds pretty famous.
Or it sounds like you own, like a car lot. Like, yeah, like a fake Connor name. Wood Ford. Like Connor Wood Honda.
Like a Riverdale character.
Yeah,
name.
Yeah. You own all the car dealerships in the town.
When you introduce yourself, is it Connor or you say, hi, I'm Fibula?
I say Connor.
Okay.
But I go by, like, I've been responding to Fibula since, like, sophomore year of college. So, it, like,
oh, like so when you're out on the street, people say Fibula.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, my license plate is Fibs.
Oh.
Like, I'm leaning into it. It's okay. Easy and it's fun.
You got a custom license plate that says Fibs?
I purchased it, yeah.
How much is that?
It's $50.
$50 for the year.
I got mine. It's going to be LOL Mike.
Oh, that's so fun.
Lil Mike?
LOL. LOL Mike.
Jeez. Okay. That's actually pretty great.
Lil Nye. You should get Lil Nye.
That's what we call a callback in the comedy business, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Connor Wood, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Bye.